The owner of an extremist online message board linked to the El Paso and other mass shootings has hit back at suggestions the site 8chan is responsible for fostering violence. In a bizarre 7-minute video, Jim Watkins says only insanity can be blamed for the killings. The Philippines-based former US Army veteran also lashes out at the media and at companies who've severed ties with the site, forcing it offline. Barbara Miller reports.
The tone is stilted and the optics odd. Jim Watkins sits square on to the camera in mock presidential style. Behind him, an image of Benjamin Franklin. In the background, the sound of the military bugle.
It is indeed such a sad day and time in the history of the world.
Jim Watkins says mental illness and not 8chan is to blame for the El Paso and Dayton shootings.
Insanity is obviously involved. One of these shooters even shot his own sister. It is terribly sad. 8chan is an empty piece of paper for writing on.
Jim Watkins says his company always acts within the law. He expresses disdain for the companies who've cut ties with 8chan, forcing it offline, and rejects assertions that the El Paso killer posted a manifesto on the site, saying someone else put it up, and that the gunman first posted on Instagram. Jordan McSwinney is a PhD candidate at the University of Sydney who researches the far right. He says the strange of the video and the blurring of facts is all part of the act.
Part of the kind of, I guess we could call it aesthetic or style of 8chan is all about trolling. It's all about kind of ironic content. So basically this very ironic, trying to be humorous, trying to be distant style of posting content. So this really almost forced awkwardness, the presidential address kind of vibe and signaling to his supporters that, you know, I'm going to back you. I'm going to make sure that we keep 8chan up and running. And it's actually already on the dark web under, quote, the semi-official 8chan emergency bunker.
Christy Campion, a lecturer in terrorism studies at Charles Sturt University, studies terrorist manifestos, including those allegedly posted by the El Paso and Christchurch killers.
What they're able to do, because of the decentralized nature of the ideology, is they're able to pick the things that resonate with them. It's almost like a choose-your-own-adventure of ideologies. But what we can really bring it back to at its fundamental core are ideas around race and generally reinforced notions of white victimhood and ideas that frame other minorities as a threat to that race. And what this turns into is this great big existential crisis. And the second it becomes a crisis, it becomes urgent. And they start thinking, okay, we've got to act.
The 8chan owner has been asked to appear before the US House of Representatives Homeland Security Committee. Jim Watkins hasn't outright declined, but in a response, he said he was busy travelling. But he said, my telephone should work worldwide, adding, call me anytime.
Barbara Miller reporting.